The Night Shift.
Thinking when my stepdaughter and her partner recently bought a property in Sydney, on Sydney's northern beaches, a two-bedroom apartment for $1.09 million. It is ludicrous. It is absolutely ridiculous. Now, luckily, they both have good jobs and they did have a deposit because he owned a house and he was able to sell that. So $1.09 for a two-bedroom apartment. Just how many of our kids are going to be able to buy their first home? Is it tempting for mum and dad to say, look, mum and I have got some equity in our home. Maybe we can borrow against that and help you with the deposit. The bank of mum and dad, is it the right thing to do? Is it the smart thing to do? Our real estate expert is Charles Tarby from Century 21, always with good advice. He joins me again. Hello, buddy.
Hey, good morning, Luke.
The bank of mum and dad, what do you reckon? Is it a good thing to do or not?
It's been around for a long time, and then it became a bit of a problem because the banks started getting into a situation where some mum and dads were put in a terrible position by their children. And it was not something that most people talked about, but it's become very common nowadays.
So let's say mum and dad have got some equity in their home. It's the family home.
Yeah.
So they go to the bank and they say, look, my daughter, my son, they're looking to get into this sort of market. What can we borrow against our home to help them out? And of course, yeah, if the kids let you down, you're in trouble. Unless, of course, you have some sort of a caveat on their property so that you can sell it if they default.
Well, the issue, if they're only borrowing, say, if they're trying to borrow 10% or 20% deposit to help advance their cause, most banks are pretty keen with that because they've got the security of two properties now, and generally one of them, mum and dad's, has got a lot of equity in it.
Yeah.
So the banks aren't too concerned, although they have expressed concern. But my biggest issue with it, Luke, is not so much the mum and dad thing. I would do that for my children any day of the week, and I know you would too. And
slow down.
Oh, sorry. Is that Luke Boehner I'm talking
to? Yes, it's Luke Boehner.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry. Got the wrong guy.
Keep going, Charles.
the issue simply is this. There's two families involved here. Often, you know, you've got mum and dads on both sides. Which one's going to do it and which child are they going to favour? And what happens is issues relating to family problems can occur, especially if there's an issue with a divorce. Where does this all go? And that's part of the problem. I think the banks are comfortable with it in a strange sense, but when you look at it from a bigger picture, it can be an issue for either mum and dad on one side and mum and dad on the other side, or the children, or fights or issues or divorces. Those are the things that concern most people, because right now that means mum and dad's home is part of a conflict.
Yeah, and then vulnerable. I'd like to hear from listeners this morning. Have you helped your kids out? Did it work out well, or do you regret it? Did it all go flat? Give us a call. Let us know. Should mum and dad help kids out? Are we obliged to? Or, I mean, gee whiz, I got no help from my parents. And my mum's 92 in August. I haven't inherited anything. And the longer she lives, the less I've got.
Now, come on, Luke, come on, settle down. Now I'm starting to hear the real Luke Boehner.
Yeah.
Look, the thing is, though, it's important that parents do help their children. It's pretty tough to get into these marketplaces. However, the caveat is this, that there could be problems, there could be issues, there could be relationship issues we talked about a moment ago, and mum and dad could be dragged into something they don't need to be dragged into. But even more importantly, it restricts the parents. So if the parents' circumstances change, they want to downsize. When they sell, that amount of money they've lent is going to be taken off their property and added to the other property. That's another issue. If they're trying to borrow against that property for their own personal use, that becomes an issue as well. So there are a few things they have to consider before they do it. Not suggesting they don't, but they just need to be aware there could be some problems.
All right, let's do the 60-second lap of the map on auction clearance rates on the weekend. Things are coming back a little bit, Charles.
A cooling a little bit, a levelling a little bit, which is something we expected. If you go back a few weeks ago, like Canberra's auction clearance rate was in the 90s. It was in the high 90s. It's in the high 80s now. And if you go back to Sydney, that also went up into the high 80s. It's down into the low 80s now. And so I think a few of the capital cities, the only one that's really outperformed over the last few weeks is probably Brisbane. Brisbane's not a big auction clearance market, but they had a 73.3% clearance, whereas Sydney had 81.6, Melbourne 77.6, you've got Adelaide at 78.5, always a very steady marketplace. Perth came in at 60, which is pretty good for Perth, but Canberra was 87.8. Now, they had a good number of auctions, but there's a lot of stock coming on the market. I spoke recently with my team members who had had a briefing from some CoreLogic senior people, and the amount of stock that's coming onto the market for this month and next month is quite significant compared to a month ago. In fact, when I looked at my stats in the last 3 weeks, we've had 3.42% 3 weeks ago increase, 1.87% week before, 7.81% increase in the amount of stock on the market just in the last week alone. So I'd say with that, coupled with the fact that the prices have reached that high level point, you know, the old, we talked about it last time we spoke, fear of missing out replaced by fear of paying too much. So I think a few factors are now are making people a little bit more cautious. In the auction arena, there are a lot more properties being sold before auction, and that could be because some of the vendors are thinking, hey, this is too good to be true, maybe I should take it. They won't turn up at auction, or they don't have enough activity around their property, and so they'll take the best offer before auction.
Yeah. All right, it's interesting. Charles Tarby from Century 21, thank you again, buddy. Have a great week. We'll talk again soon. Gee, and
all the very best to your mother.
Yeah, I know. She sends her warmest. And gee whiz, if you feel like it, feel free to adopt me, okay?
Thanks, mate. My children might adopt you as well.
Charles Tarby, Century 21 Real Estate, here on The Night Shift on Triple M. Should mum and dad do it? The bank of mum and dad, a good idea or not? What's your experience?